Hello and welcome to KnitWorks, a series of talks powered by Rural Knit Youth Network, covering the challenges of rural knits, young people not in employment, education or training, living in the countryside. Rural Knit Youth Network is a European-led multidisciplinary network with the goal of understanding how rural knit social inclusion can be supported. To learn more about our project, please visit rnyobservatory.eu-web. As a cost action, Rural Knit Youth Network is committed with involving more people in developing in-depth knowledge about rural young people, especially the most vulnerable ones. Emerging, talented young researchers can help to move forward this aim across Europe in areas such as spatial mobility, young people's social networks, or their transition from school to work in the countryside. How can cost action support young researchers in developing their research careers? What are the tools available out there to help them excel? And how has the Rural Knit Youth Network managed to promote these goals, including in countries showing lower scientific intensity? This and more on this episode of KnitWorks.
Welcome to one more episode of KnitWorks, the podcast series of the Rural Knit Youth Network, where we discuss the most pressing issues as well as upcoming opportunities for rural young people. My name is Francisco Simões, and I'm today hosting Alan Mucinovic. Alan is a researcher and assistant teacher at the Faculty of Agriculture and Food Sciences at the University of Sarajevo in Bosnia-Herzegovina. He's interested in agriculture and food industry economics, organic and sustainable agriculture, food policy, quality management, new and innovative business practices within the agriculture sector, and he has also started some research on the situation of young people in rural areas and their inclusion in the agricultural sector. So, hi, Alan. Nice to have you here in our podcast. So, my first question is, how did you come interested in rural economics after your studies?
Hello, Francisco. Thank you for inviting me. So basically, my background is in agriculture and food industry economics, as you said, and therefore I have always been interested in how to improve the situation in rural economies, in particular learning how to set up new and innovative business activities and practices such as rural tourism, ecotourism, organic agriculture, beekeeping, and so on, that could stimulate young population to stay in rural areas and start such practices.
And where did the interest about young people came in? Did you have any specific research project where that popped up?
So for my PhD thesis, I was investigating how different public policies can influence the quality of business of medicinal and aromatical plant producers in Bosnia-Herzegovina. And while doing my research, I was not able to find a single young producer in Bosnia-Herzegovina. So at that moment, I knew that something has to be changed regarding the young involvement in agricultural practices.
And, well, you're a member of the Rural Knit Youth Network, and that's an important information here. So why did you start looking for an international approach to your research? Why did you felt that you needed a network such as Rural Knit Youth Network to connect with?
So international and multidisciplinary approach is, from my point of view, something that is must practice for every researcher and especially for the young researchers to get a better picture of a problem that we are dealing with and to find a solution that would better fit to the different stakeholders. So from that point of view, I believe that every project or activities should be international and multidisciplinary at the same time. Because of this, from my early stage of research and development, I was always interested into the seeking different opportunities to get involved in multinational interdisciplinary teams that could help me to faster acquire different knowledge, different best practice examples, and then to transfer them into my teaching practices, my project proposals, writing scientific papers, policy briefs, and so on.
And is it being hard to connect with people from other areas such as psychology, sociology? How has it been for the past 2 years in this network?
Yeah, before joining this cost action, it was maybe not difficult, but at that moment I didn't think about it. So usually I joined the team that are more, let's say, closely related to the agriculture and mm-hmm. sustainable development. And then when this cost action appears, then I have a better access to the different stakeholders from different backgrounds, including the psychology.
So you already had some kind of experience where to be inspired to be involved with the transnational and the local
exactly stakeholders. Exactly. Like a few years ago, before this cost action, I joined also 1 week training that was organized also by the other cost action. And at that moment, I realized the potential for the young researcher when you are a member of the cost action. And then from that moment on, I was closely monitoring the open cost action calls, looking for something that can fit to my needs.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would be interesting to listen to you to talk a bit about how COST has been inspiring your research plan. So are there new ideas you're trying to work on based on your experience in this COST action?
Yes. In fact, when this COST action Rural Need Youth Network appears, while I was reading the memorandum of COST action and mm-hmm. the overall goals of the action, some keywords that I find out were very attractive for me, for example, development of bioecological model of human development. For me, that was very interesting, and I was eager to learn what that model represents and how I can use that model and somehow adjust it to the usual models that I'm using in my research. So when I saw this cost action, I immediately applied for it, and I was accepted. And then later on, I learned more about different tools that we can use to assess different elements related to the agricultural, sustainable development, youth needs, and so on.
And specifically, where did this lead you in terms of research in Bosnia? Can you talk a bit about your plans back there in your country?
Yes. So after I joined the COST action, I spent some time, of course, finalizing my PhD that I mentioned at the beginning. Once I was done with PhD, I decided that something has to be done in relation of young involvement in agricultural sector. And I was thinking what I could do from my background, from my expertise, from the things that I'm already doing for this cost action and from the other project that I'm involved in. And then from this cost action idea arise that I should assess what is the element why young members are leaving rural areas, or what are the elements of social exclusion of youth in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Therefore, I create small project proposal and I apply for the national funds. I receive the grant and I'm implementing the project that is assessing the factors of social exclusion of young population in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and in next few months, I hopefully will present the research results to the society.
So what you're saying is that COST was clearly a platform to reach out to new funding schemes in your country. Is that right?
Exactly. The team that I mentioned there is extraordinary. I have managed to meet different persons from different backgrounds, different countries, of course, and their experience from their background give me a different picture what might be done in Bosnia and Herzegovina and what would be approach that may be better fit to the Bosnia and Herzegovina conditions right now. Because we are usually speaking, when we are speaking about agriculture and rural development, we are usually speaking about the factors that limit young population or young farmers to deal with agriculture. And it appears that it's not always related just to the agriculture. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's more deeper. There's a deeper layer of the factors that influence the decision to leave the rural areas. And perspective from rural youth need to network cost action allows me to understand that problems better. And I'm trying now to address that issue better.
Now, we're 2 years from the beginning of this cost action, so we're more or less in the middle way of the project. So something that I would like to listen from you is what are the three key contributions that you have received from the action as a young researcher? Because you're still a young researcher, good for you. So what have been the main contributions of the Rural Neat Youth Network for your personal and professional development?
Yeah, so when I'm thinking, I would say a space to express myself, which is maybe the best part of it. So I was not limited to some specific elements where I could develop my research or doing some research. So I have open access to all tools that we have. So I would say that's the key and most important element that the cost mm-hmm. action offered me. It, of course, it also offered me different possibilities such as short-term scientific missions, ICT grants, conference grants. I was able to join different teams to prepare the scientific papers, so which is a very huge improvements from my perspective, because we here are limited with some resources, and when you join the different actors from and different experts from the different countries, then it's easier to create the scientific paper and to mm-hmm. to I would say magnify your results of research.
And was it for you a big obstacle, the fact that sometimes a researcher coming from a country like yours or even mine in Portugal, we're not at the middle, at the core of scientific research and development in Europe. So was it a downturn or an obstacle in this action to be coming from your country, to be involved? Did you feel any difficulty, any problem to be engaged in this network?
Because No, so far not. So in fact, it was opposite. I had a chance to join different teams, so every kind of resources were available to me. So I was able to join different teams, work on different scientific papers, and in fact, in less than 1 year, I have managed to produce, of course, with the team, three scientific papers, and mm-hmm. currently I'm working on few others, which is a mm-hmm. huge impact, because before that, I have managed to publish maybe one or two scientific paper mm-hmm. in high-ranked journals. And from that point of view, you can see what is the benefit of this cost action.
Well, in any case, that's a big contribution, clearly, for your personal and professional development. So when you think 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and you look back to this experience, what do you think that your research will be bringing into Bosnia and to your country in terms of contributions to local and national development?
Yeah, so I don't need to wait for 5 to 10 years to transfer mm-hmm. the elements that I learned during this cost action involvement. So right now I'm already creating a new project proposal that I'm trying to set up the floor for the new innovative hub or center for young members to develop new project ideas in agricultural sector, organic sector, ecotourism, rural tourism, beekeeping, and so on. And the elements that I would like to integrate into that center is also to support openness for all the members, to give the floors for everybody, and also to seek for the interdisciplinarity or involvement of different actors from different backgrounds to produce something for the rural society.
And on a more personal note, of course, it's very clear that you have this interest for rural areas. Are you a rural boy? What is your background?
Yeah, I would say it's suburban, but we could say it's rural because majority of Bosnia and Herzegovina is in rural zones.
So there's a personal key here also in terms of your interests.
Yes, it is. It is. And of course, it's always because here in Bosnia and Herzegovina, like more than 50% of the available land is not used. Mm-hmm. So you have the resource. We have the good location. We are, we could say, in center of Europe. So every big country or big importer of agricultural products is around us. So you can produce and sell the good products, but that products should be high value added products, not the simple or regular food that other countries, which are bigger, that are aiming for the economy of scale are producing. So we should focus somehow on value added products. And in that sense, rural areas represent a good potential for that one.
And just to finish up, you were very clear about what you gained from being involved in cost action, and in this cost action. What do you think you can still offer for the next 2 years as a member of the Rural Meet Youth Network?
Yeah, so I believe that 2 years ago when I joined Cost Action, or less than 2 years, but around that, from that moment on, I am improving both personally and professionally. So I believe that in next period, my involvement in Cost Action should also increase, and my ability also to transfer the knowledge that I collect, not only during the Cost Action, but also during the, all the trainings that I participate. I will be able to transfer to the other young members that join Cost Action, and also to set up the floor for new project collaboration, to find new partners and so on.
Alan, thank you very much for being available to participate in this podcast series.
Thank you, Francisco. It was my pleasure.
All the luck with your projects back there in Bosnia.
Thank you a lot. Bye-bye.
So this ends this edition of Neatworks. Don't forget to subscribe our podcast using your favorite platform and be sure to join us for the next episode. See you soon. This podcast is based upon work from Cost Action Rural Neat Youth Network, supported by COST, European Cooperation in Science and Technology. COST is a funding agency for research and innovation networks. Our actions help connect research initiatives across Europe and enable scientists to grow their ideas by sharing them with their peers. This boosts their research, career, and innovation. Visit www.cost.eu.